This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today we have dua number 18 from Surah Al-Qasas, chapter 28, ayah number 16. And the ayah is qawlullah tabaraka wa ta'ala qala rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfir li faghfara lah innahu al-ghafur rahim. He pleaded, "My Lord, I have definitely wronged myself, so forgive me." So he forgave him, for he is indeed the all-forgiving, most merciful. Who knows who we're talking about over here in this story? Huh? Musa alayhi salam. That's the story of Musa alayhi salam. Let's talk about the backstory right now. In the ayah before, Allah subhanahu wa told us what happened prior to this moment. قال وَدَخَلْ مَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلَانِ هَذَا مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ عَلَىٰ مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌّ مُضِلٌّ مُبِينٌ. One day, he, Musa alayhi salam, entered the city unnoticed by its people. There he found two men fighting, one of his own people and the other of his enemies. The man from his people called to him for help against his foe. So Musa punched him, caused his death. Musa cried, "This is from the shaitan, handiwork. He is certainly a sworn misleading enemy." Let's talk about that right now for a moment. So, دخل المدينة, he entered the city. Which city is talking about over here? Anyone knows? Was it Cairo? Alexandria? لا طبعا. Neither one of them. So, some they say, historically, there was a city called Manaf at that time. And some they have other names for it. Eventually, it's one of those cities that once used to be part of the civilization, the Egyptian civilization. Now, Musa, قال الله, دخل المدينة على حين غفلة من أهلها, unnoticed. What does that mean? Why would he usually be noticed anyway? Because he grew up in the house of the Pharaoh. They used to call him the Pharaoh's son, his son. So if he's going to be coming into a city, how would he come in? With a big entourage. He'd be like the Pharaoh's son, coming with an entourage. So people would definitely would know that the Pharaoh is coming in or someone related to the Pharaoh is coming in. But this time, he came unnoticed. Why? They give different reasons. They gave different reasons. One of those reasons, they said, it's probably because the Pharaoh, he went on a journey when Musa was not prepared or not ready or not there. By the time he arrived, he realized the Pharaoh is gone, so he had to try to catch up with him, so he left without that entourage. That's one of the interpretations or the tafsir on the ayah. The point is, he came in unnoticed. So what's so special about him being noticed anyway? What would be so special about him being noticed? So what if he was noticed or unnoticed? What's the difference? People will give Musa special treatment, or at least they would notice him for a special reason. What could that reason be? They say in the tafsir that at some point as Musa was growing up, he realized and he knew that he was not an Egyptian. He was not Coptic, he was not an Egyptian, he was from the Bani Israel. And Bani Israel, they had different religion, different faith. They had prophets, Anbiya, they believed in Allah Azza wa Jal, so they were different. And that's when he started believing, of course, and following the path of his people, Bani Israel. And obviously, him to be from Bani Israel, not an Egyptian, him being an Egyptian, and actually from Bani Israel, not an Egyptian. So him growing up in the house of the Pharaoh gave him status, gave him power, gave him leverage. So whenever he's there, people behave and they don't mistreat the Israelis because Musa is there. So Musa can physically intervene because these are my people. These are my people. And he would basically physically can intervene and can support them and help them out. So said, قال, that's when he came into unnoticed, did not really give that attention to his people, فوجد فيها رجلين يقتتلان. He found two people fighting with each against each other. هذا من شيعتي. This one from Bani Israel, from his people. وهذا من عدوه. That's from their enemies. Now look, Allah called them enemies from that moment. Why is that? Because the Pharaoh made sure that Bani Israel, they were utilized as servants, as slaves under his rule. Why would the Pharaohs treat the Bani Israel, the Israelis, as the slaves in the, under their rule? Why? Anyone knows? Huh? Because they migrate from Palestine, from the Holy Land, Palestine, into Egypt under the rule of Yusuf alayhi salam, who was also affiliated with a state that was considered an outsider. Like Egypt at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam was ruled by a rival to the pharaohs, and the pharaohs were pushed down into the south, which is why if you go to Egypt history right now, you find a lot of their major cities and graves of these kings are actually in the south. The north was at the time ruled by a rival nation or people. So when Yusuf came, I was under that rule. So the Bani Israel, they became servant of that government, and they became loyal to the government. So they were in a lot of service positions in that area. Obviously, when the Pharaohs they came back and they expelled their enemies, Bani Israel remained there. So since they've been the servants of their foes, so they took the revenge on them by enslaving them. And that's why they were enemies in that sense. Eventually, why these two people were fighting over here? There are different reasons. Some they say that man, the Egyptian, he wanted this slave, random slave from Bani Israel, to carry firewood for him to take it to the kitchen of the Pharaoh. Different reasons. The idea they were fighting. So, فاستغاث الذي من شيعتي على الذي من عدوه. The one from Bani Israel, he noticed Musa. He immediately recognized him, and he's calling for help. Help me over here. Musa, help me over here. فاستغاث الذي من شيعتي على الذي من عدوه. So, Musa came to intervene, tried to mitigate the situation. That Egyptian was insisting because he's the man of the land. And as with that arrogance, Musa, of course, he defined that arrogance of his. What did he do? He pushes him. Some that say he punched him. Some that say he pushed him. The word فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى. Al-wakiz is when you push somebody in the chest. Al-lak is from the back. But this is wakiz. So he وَكَزَهُ pushed him. So some that say he pushed him. Some that say he punched him. That led to the destruction and the death of that individual. That shows you the power of Musa alayhi salam, his physical strength. When this happened, قال هذا من عمل الشيطان. Musa alayhi salam did not intend to kill the man. He didn't even want to be part of this whole argument to begin with. But eventually, that's what happened. قال هذا من عمل الشيطان. This is from the work of the shaytan. This is from the work of the shaytan. Like, I shouldn't have gotten myself involved. إنه عدو مضل مبين. That shaytan is عدو, is an enemy, leading people astray, is plain enemy to me. So he regretted that. And because of that moment, that's when he made his dua. قال ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي. He said, my Lord, I have transgressed against my own self. Forgive me, my Lord. فغفر له. Allah says, and we forgave him. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Indeed, he is the all-forgiving, most merciful. So no matter how heinous the crime is, if people come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, with the repentance, with remorse, Allah azza wa jalla is willing to forgive. And when Allah says in the ayah, قال فغفر له, the fa in the Arabic language, it shows how swift that forgiveness was coming to Musa after his call. He said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي. Ya Allah, I transgressed against myself. Forgive me. Allah says, فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. He swiftly forgave him. Which means if you come swiftly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance, Allah will give you a swift also acceptance of that repentance as well and forgiveness. إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Because he's oft forgiving, the most merciful. And then he said, قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. Ya Allah, because my Lord, for all your favors upon me, فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا الْمُجْرِمِينَ. I will never side with the wicked. I will never side with the wicked. Like Musa alayhi salam here, did he know that Allah forgave him? Not necessarily. But regardless, I did my part to seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. I acknowledge Allah's blessing upon me. So he says, Ya Rabbi, I acknowledge the blessing you bestowed upon me. And for that, I will never put myself on the side of the wicked, which means I'll always stand for justice. Now, he said, Dahir al-Mujrimeen, to side with the mujrims, which means with the criminals, with the thugs, with the wicked. Who he was talking about? Who? The Israeli. The man who called him to help him. So some of them for sitting, they say that's probably because this man was not a believer. And Allah Ta'ala alam. But the idea is that Musa, he says, I will never side with the wrong one. I will stand with justice, with those who do well. So that's the dua of Musa alayhi salam. Rabbi, inni dhalamtu nafsi, faghfir li, faghfar lah, innahu ghafur rahim. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to make that dua that as is taken from this ayah, which is qawlullah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Rabbi, inni dhalamtu nafsi, faghfir li. Rabbi, inni dhalamtu nafsi, faghfir li. Rabbi, inni dhalamtu nafsi, faghfir li. ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون ربي هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لأبي واجعله من المهتدين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين ربي زدني علما ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم آمين. جزاكم الله خير.